Yeah. Good late morning. It's 11:36. I'm about to sneeze. I tried to hold my breath, but that was a powerful sneeze. Okay. 11:37 on Wednesday. I am not that far into my day. I really haven't done that much. Yeah, I woke up literally probably like 11, and then I laid in bed for a second, and then I talked to my mom for a second, and then I got in the shower for a minute, and then got dressed, and here I am. And I'm feeling good. Let's see. Yeah, so okay. Still jobless. This is week going in week three of Jobless Girl. And still don't know what the plan is. Still don't know, still don't really know anything. But I feel like my nervous system is getting regulated, so that's nice. Let's see. Last Wednesday, what the hell did I do on Wednesday? Thursday, Wednesday. Oh, I went to the park again. I think. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just went to the park. So that was fun. I think I told y'all about my friend Megan, because that was the other day. Yeah, this day I think I just laid under the tree. And then I flow starred a little bit. That was crazy. I was nervous. Yeah, I was laying there, and then I read my book a lot, and then I was gonna journal, but I forgot my fucking pencil in the car. So I was like, I'm not going back. And then yeah, I was like, let me flow star a little bit. And oh my god, I was so nervous because there was people and I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but it was okay. It really was not that bad. Like, I just started going, and then I think it was pretty clear that I didn't know what I was doing, so people were like, I think the expectation. Maybe. I don't know. Because there was this group of girls, and they were like, I feel like they were around my age, and they like came and they were like reading their book by the pond, and I was like, oh my god, cute. And then I heard on them be like, oh my god, that's so cool, look. And then they looked, and then I was like, I dropped out of center, so I was like, oh, sorry. And then this little girl was like, mommy, look at that girl. And I was like, oh god, don't. And I got nervous again, but it was okay. I mean, it was fun. I haven't flow starred in kind of a fat fucking minute, so it was fun. And then I got some ice cream. I got a little cookie ice cream sandwich, and that was good because there was an ice cream truck at the park, and I was like, you know what, that's cunt. So I did that, and then that was pretty much it on Wednesday, I think. And then Thursday, I went to a Stars game with Natalie because one of her clients like had tickets. He was trying to sell her something. So I was like, I mean, fuck it, I guess. Like, not really a sports girl, but it's fun. So that was fun. I got so decorated. I wore my green sunglasses, and I had green Mardi Gras beads braided in my hair, and a green shirt, and black pants, and black shoes. And honestly, it was so fun. We got these free hats that had these little wigs in them, so that was funny. And yeah, it was fun. And then we went to Oaklawn, the gayborhood, and so fun. Literally could never disappoint me, you never tried. And then yeah, that was fun. Honestly, I was like, I don't really fuck with sports, so like, you know, I don't really know what to expect. But it was honestly fun. So that was good. And then Saturday, or wait, that was Thursday. What did I do Friday? I don't think I really did that much Friday. Okay, well, I don't know what I did on Friday or Saturday. I think Friday I mostly just laid in bed. Saturday. Oh! One of those days. I don't know which one now. But my grandma was in the hospital. So I went with my mom up there. So. Shouldn't have to be alone there all day. So that was okay. We were there for like a few hours. That was on Saturday. Yeah, so I still don't know what I did Friday. Whatever. Probably nothing. But like, I don't know. And then, yeah, Saturday I did that with my mom. And then. Yeah. Okay, well. Sunday, we took a little trip. And tripped. That was honestly really good. Me, Brody, and Brianna, like, just hung out. And it was good. It was good. It was like, I think we were really. I don't know, honestly. But it was good. Like, it was a little bit hard, but like, we made it through, and then we made it through, and we were all together, and we were like, yeah. And then, yeah, it was good. We just talked and hung out, and then, yeah, we did a lot of just chilling and yapping, and we sat outside for a while, and then, oh, walked around a little bit. It was good. It was a good day, really. And then Monday, me and Brody hung out and we talked for a long while. And then I feel like I did something else on Monday, but I don't know what. Oh, Monday I cooked a little bit and I made this like corn dip. And I was looking for other good things to cook. And then yesterday I cooked it up. I made dinner. Honestly, so good, so beautiful, but I threw the fuck up last night. I threw up all of my dinner. So looking at this food is honestly kind of grossing me out. Thinking about it is kind of grossing me out, but yeah, it was good when I ate it. I loved it. I was like, this is so good. I'm gonna make this all the time. This is fucking buzzing. Love. Because the corn dip, I put like corn and black beans and jalapeno and cilantro and red onion and oh, fuck. Some other random shit. And then I made like a little mayo, lime juice, paprika, chili powder. I don't know, some shit in the sauce. Mix it all together. And yeah, it was really good. I feel so, like, I feel grossed out literally looking at it. But yeah, that was really good. And then I made sweet potato nachos. So like you just cut up a sweet potato and then lay them all out, and then those are like the chips. And then you just like make nachos on top of that. So I put like ground beef and cheese and jalapeno and sweet pepper and cilantro and lime and avocado. And then put the corn dip on top of that. And it was bussin'. It was so good. But I don't think I can eat any more of that because there was some leftover. But yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be fucking with that because I literally threw up last night because I made that. And then Brianna got off work and oh, and we've been playing Minecraft. We've been playing Minecraft hard. So we played on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. And I'm sure we're gonna play again today. It goes hard. We're fucking Yeah, we are in it. We so first I was like, I got this. I'm building us a house underground out of dirt. And they were like, "Oh, bitch, what are you doing collecting dirt?" They were like, "Oh, ha 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 ha." They thought it was so fucking funny that I was doing this. And then guess what? They built a little house around it, and then we were just calling that the basement. And so they were like fixing that up. And I was like, on Sunday when we started it, we was, tripped, so I could not try to learn how to like craft and be at the craft table and shit. So I was like, I'm just gonna collect up dirt, maybe I'll mine a little bit, like I'm not gonna sit here and make a fucking pickaxe, like y'all make me one. So yeah, they were crafting, they were getting the shit, they were making me pickaxes and stuff. And so yeah, I was just going in. And yeah, it's cute actually now because oh, and then they tried to put our beds on the top floor, and guess what? Said monsters are nearby. So what did we do? Oh, we went to the basement and everything was fine. Yeah, so shut the fuck up, bitch. And they love my dirt house, okay? So yeah. And yeah, now Brianna has taken over interior designing, and she is getting that fucking house cute. She built little rooms. It's all like wood and sand something. Not sand. I don't know what it is, but some shit. I don't fucking know. And then like we've got dogs and we've got a little farm going, and then Brody has built a second house and a third house. And I am clearing out the well, first of all, I'm trying to block off the ravines and cover those up. And then I'm also trying to get all the woods, get all the trees, out, so that way the zombies and stuff can't come during the day, because there's gonna be no fucking trees for those motherfuckers. And we can also do a lot with the wood, so I've been collecting that up. And yeah, once I try to go too far away from the house, I get killed and I lose all my shit. Like, I have a huge pile, all my dirt, everything is lost, because one time I ran away and then guess what? I got killed, and guess what? Didn't know how to go back there. So all my shit is just out there somewhere. And it was a lot of good shit too. Oh, and I've been collecting berries, and I've really been putting in that work, okay? So it's fun. I like it. I was in the grind yesterday, but the day before I was pissed off. I was like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing. Like, I kept getting to a point and I'm like, I don't, like, I would try to craft and then I was like, this is so hard, I can't craft. And then yeah, I would just go back to the basement and make it bigger, and then I made a basement, and then I started mining a little bit down there, and yeah, I don't fucking know. So yeah. But me and Jalen used to play Minecraft when we were in like middle school, and I don't know. I'm like, I don't. I mean, we weren't like doing anything like crazy, crazy, but I do remember like building houses. So I don't really know why I don't know how to craft right now, but I have no idea. So, but I'm like, I feel like I've never done this. Like, I feel like I don't know how to craft, but I feel like I remember having like glass and pink cows and stuff. So, yeah, that's that. And then. Oh, we played GTA a little bit, and that was fun, fucking people up. And then what else has happened? That's really like the base. But I finished my book. Okay, I want to talk about that. I read The Four Agreements. Oh God, I don't remember who it's by. If you look it up, it'll be right there. It starts with an R. I think it's like RUIZ. I don't know how to say that. Hold on. I don't even know that. Yes, his name is Don Miguel Ruiz. So, honestly, I really liked it. It's basically like it's a Toltec wisdom book, and it's about there's these four agreements, and like if you live by these four agreements, like your life will just changed so drastically. And like, number one is like your word, and it just talks about how powerful your word is. And also, like, he talked about the word, we use it for black magic, and we're constantly putting spells on people. And I honestly really like that idea because I feel like black magic and, like, I don't know, from my religious upbringing of Christianity, I feel like I was like, fuck anything that's like, I don't, you can't dabble in anything, you can't look at any of this, you can't do any of this. And like, I don't know, in my real life, like now, I feel like I meet people and like, I don't know, on TikTok, like people are like witches and stuff, and I'm like, they're not bad. Like, I really haven't like dug deep in their stuff, but it really seems like I don't know, I don't believe that people are just bad. Like, I don't believe that. So I feel like whenever we hear like the black magic witches and stuff, like, I don't know, and I'm not saying never, never, ever, ever, but I just feel like I believe that everyone is good. Like, I don't think that people are born bad. I think things happen to people and it makes them like more closed off and like maybe do things or want things that are quote bad. But I don't know. I'm like, I don't really think that people are just bad. And so whenever like I hear about the black magic witches, like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't really feel like they're just bad. So I feel like the way that he describes it, saying that like we all have the black magic in us. We're all magicians, and like when we gossip or we're talking bad or we're like mean or make a judgment, like things like that, that is us using our black magic when we should be using our white magic and, you know, using our word for positive. Like, in positive way is for, you know, connecting and relating and just like things like that. And I was like, I feel like I like that because I think instead of saying these people are bad and these people are good, I think we're all a little bit bad and we're all a little bit good. Like, and it's like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I definitely like believe that gossiping is bad and like, you know, the way, I don't want to like tell the entire book, but like, I guess just my perspective of it. Like, I just feel like I really liked how he was like saying everything and just explaining, I don't know, all these things and how powerful your word is and like how like you just have to be so careful with your word because if like when you gossip about someone or if you make a judgment about someone, like you're putting a spell on them and that's gonna stay with them and that spell has to be broken and it takes so much effort to break it and like I don't know. It was just, I liked that a lot. I was like, you know what? I think this is really interesting. And then the second one is don't take anything personally. And I think that's such a good one because really, like, the more that, like, I don't know, just in life, like, I feel like I can see clearer that when someone's making a judgment or whenever someone's acting a certain way, like, it's just not personal. Like, especially, like, with my work stuff, like, I was getting really upset. I'm like, I can't believe, like, these people think this about me and, like, there's this and this and, like, I feel like I just kept having to like remind myself, and like, whenever I was talking to anyone about it, like, they're like, yeah, but like, this isn't a judgment about you. Like, none of this is actually true to you. Like, this is, you know, a projection. Like, because I was like, really, like, fucked up that these people like thought I was a liar. I was like, I just don't understand. Like, you see me every day. Like, how could you possibly think I'm a fucking liar? And it was just like, no, like, they lie. So they're gonna assume that other people lie, but really, like, that's just a projection because they lie. And I'm like, okay. And I don't know, like, that was just that, like, I don't know, that's just the last thing that was like really fucking me up that I was really taking personal. That was just so like not personal at all. And I don't know, like, I just think that one is really important, and I feel like the more that I've started to like look at things like not personally in my life, like the more that it's kind of helped me grow, I guess. And then also the third one is don't make assumptions. And this one is like probably, I feel like, the most important. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. But I just feel like this is such a huge one that, like, maybe the most important for me. Like, I feel like I really struggle with this, and it's don't make assumptions. Basically, that's always gonna get you fucked because when you make assumptions, you don't ask questions because we've like set up, the system is set up where it's like, don't ask questions, act like you know everything. And then when you do that, like, you get hurt and get upset and things get like fucked up. Like, things could just be so much more clearer and deeper if you just directly ask, like, if you think someone's mad at you. And then, like, you just build this whole case and you're spinning about what they could be mad about, what they could be mad about, what they could be mad about. And you're thinking, oh, it's this, oh, it's this. And you're making all these assumptions and making it this whole thing whenever it's like, maybe if you just ask them, they just say, like, I'm just having a bad day. And it has nothing to do with you. So that's not taking it personal. And that's not making an assumption. And I don't know. I really, really like that one. And I feel like me and Brody have kind of talked about that before. And yeah, like, I don't know. I just think that one is really good. And then the fourth one is always do your best. And that one I think is pretty good because then it gives yourself self-critic like way less ground to stand on, because if you're always trying your best, then you really can't ask for more than that. So you really can't say like you're fucking up or you're doing this or you're doing that. Like, no, you're doing your best. So that kind of clears that out. Yeah, so that was that. And then it had these like little prayers at the end, and I really, really like those. And I just feel like that, like, it was talking about the prayer for love and the prayer for freedom. And like, I don't know, they were just so beautifully written. Like, it just feels like that. Like, I was literally bawling my eyes out when I was reading this. I'm like, this, like, I don't like the loaded God that has like hurt so many people and people have used against people. Like, I don't really like that, but I like the idea that, you know, there is something bigger than us and something that created us and something that loves us, just loves so much. Like, there's not this like punishment or hate or this or that. Like, it's just love. And I don't know, like, I just, it was so good. Like, I just wanna look at everything with love and just like I feel like whenever I was like young in church, I was going on this mission trip and it was just very like, you know, be God with skin on. And I feel like I still kind of like the idea of that because I just want to be love with skin on, and I just want to be love, and I want everything to be love. And like, I don't know, like, I don't know. I think that's obviously religious and stuff is super controversial, but I just feel like I really like whatever it is, it's love. And I don't know, like, I think we're all just supposed to love each other. Like, I just love loving, so that's just perfect, okay? And yeah, it was really good. And then also reading a book that I've been reading for probably like 2 or 3 years called Love Warrior by Glennon Doyle, and it's so good. I don't know why. I just like can't really sit down and read. I don't really do that much, but The Four Agreements was a nice short book and it was an easy read, so like that, I think that's why I got that all the way. But I've also been reading that one since July and it's November, so you know. But yeah, it's just hard for me to sit down and read, so I like to listen to books or I don't know, whatever. But I picked up at the part after. Well, I don't want to spoil. I'm gonna spoil, so. But honestly, it's not even a spoil. Like, I feel like spoilers are not spoils because everything else that happens in a book or a movie or whatever, like, also affects that part. So even if you know the plot, like, I don't feel like that makes it less crazy. But oh, you know what? I won't even spoil because I know some people have big feelings about that. But basically, she's at a point in her life and she doesn't know what the fuck to do. And she has all these like big questions that she needs to answer. And she's like, I don't fucking know. I don't know what to do. I'm like, these are like life altering decisions that she's trying to make. And she just has no idea. So she's like, you know what? I'm gonna go to the beach. And she goes to the beach And she spends like 8 hours at the beach. Like, she's there all day. And then she goes to her hotel and she can still see the beach and she has a balcony and she has the doors open. And she's like, I don't know anything else, but I know one thing, and it's I love the beach. So that's that. I love the water. I love the ocean. Like, love it. And I just thought that was like so, like, I just love that because whenever I read that, like, I just felt like seen. I was like, I don't like, I have these big questions. Like, what am I doing with my life? What do I want out of life? How am I gonna make money in my life? Like, what the fuck is gonna be? Like, what, you know, like these big questions. And I don't know the answer to that. And I think trying to just force it on myself is not the way, like, I was doing the first week of not having a job. And at this point, I feel like I, on paper, I haven't been doing a lot with my time, but I feel like I've been spending time thinking. I've been spending time doing yoga, and I love that. I know that I really like yoga, and my favorite part is the Shavasana, and it's my favorite part and my least favorite part because it's so hard. And it's basically at the end of the yoga, it's like a just practice of stillness. And I have this app that I've been doing my yoga on, but my free trial is about to expire, so I'm about to not have it. But I do like it, and it's just called, well, I don't know what it's called. I think it's called Down Dog. No, it's called Yoga. I'm sorry. But the picture is a dog. But at the end, I set my Shavasana to 15 minutes, and it's so hard. Oh my God, that's way harder than any of the yoga. And you literally just lay there and be still and just try to be like there completely. And I struggle, and I've been getting better, but it's so hard to lay still. Like, I keep wanting to move, or I keep wanting to get up, and I keep thinking of things that I need to do or whatever. And it's so hard. And I'm trying to keep my eyes closed. It's so hard. But after the 15 minutes is up, I'm like, oh my God, like, oh, I just feel so calm. Like, I just feel so, like, good. I feel so good. I love it. I really love it. So I've been doing that, and I've been trying to give myself some time to think, to just be still and think. And then I've been cleaning a lot the past few days, but that's something that's also really hard. I guess you can, well, I'll talk about other things that I do know that I like that I've been doing. I've been spending time with my family, and it's honestly been so good. I feel like I've had some really good conversations with Brody and with Brianna and my mom and everything. Like, I just feel like I've been able to be like more present in the conversations, and it's not like I'm on a time schedule where I have this amount of time and it's still like divided attention. Like, I feel like I've really been able to just like be there and not really have a plan and not really have a lot of other things to do. So that's been really nice. And yeah, like, we've just been connecting, and I love just feeling connected and really feeling like I'm getting to know someone that I love better, and like maybe they're getting to know me better, and we're finding common ground because I feel like me and Brody have really been talking about accepting the uncertainty, and we're like, even with big life questions, we're like, okay, accept the uncertainty that we're never gonna know. Like, we chose this path of not having an answer and not going on this path that is set up, the system path. And now I think it's a lot scarier because we don't know what the next move is. We don't know what the next step is. We don't know what to do. But it's just getting more comfortable. The only answer that we have is to stay curious and to stay open and to accept that we're not looking for the answer. And we had that conversation once, and it was really good. And then we went back and kind of had that conversation again. And it's hard because I feel like, you know, for me, my anxiety, my fear takes a lot of the driver's seat of my brain, I guess. And so whenever I'm not paying attention to it, my anxiety is just going crazy and I can just spiral in that all day and it's so uncomfortable and I so just want it to be over with every single time. But I think whenever I'm just getting it over with and getting it over with and getting out of it, that's not really, that's putting a band-aid on it and it's not really helping the root problem. Where now I'm trying to go in and I'm trying to, you know, I'm kind of trying a little bit of IFS. Like, I'm trying to talk to my anxiety and be like, you know, I love you and thank you. I'm trying to be more positive because I feel like I'm always like mad and I always hate it and I'm always like, get the fuck out of here. Why can't I control this? What is this? What's going on? And like, I'm really mean to myself about it. So I'm trying to just be like, anxiety, I know you're always trying to protect me. You're scared and there are scary things out there. But in the day to day, in most of it, you know, I like can just evaluate. So, like, you're scared that I'm not safe. You want to protect me. So, am I safe right now? Yes, I'm at home. If I really was in danger, I could scream, and in a few seconds, someone could be here to help me if I am in danger. Or, I'm just having a lot of anxiety about, you know. Well, it's been getting a lot better the past, like, week and a half, maybe. But I was really like, what am I doing with my life? Where am I gonna work? What am I gonna do? Am I gonna be broke? Am I gonna just, like, fucking spend all my money and have $0 and do nothing with my life and then I never go back to work? And then I just ask myself, is what I'm doing working today? Yes, I have saved so much money. And I am able to have this time off. And if I was spending all my money and just being super frivolous and going through my savings like crazy, that would be one thing. But I'm just not doing that. So, yeah. I don't know. And just trying to talk to my anxiety and just kind of be like, you know, thank you, I love you, but I'm gonna ask you to go sit down and let someone else speak or drive or talk or whatever. And just kind of let my other emotions or feelings or thoughts like come up outside of anxiety, shame, or guilt. Like, I feel like those three are kind of my normal. And I don't think that that's my fault. I think that's the system that we were set up in. Because whenever you are feeling the shame and the guilt and the anxiety, you're constantly just going and going, and you're not even giving yourself time to think about anything else because you're just trying to regulate those. But those are never getting regulated because you're just feeding them and feeding them and feeding them and feeding them. So I'm really trying to get away from that. And so, yeah. And then through that, though, like, I think the anxiety, like, can also be beneficial because we don't reflect when everything is good. When everything's good, we don't ask questions. We're like, oh yeah, everything's good. Like, I'm moving and grooving. But then when things are bad, like, you know, it kind of forces you to ask questions and reflect and kind of like look at shit. And so I think that anxiety does, like, these moods do have a purpose and they can be beneficial. And I think whenever I'm just saying they're bad, get it over with, that's kind of like finding the answer where I want to stay more curious and kind of, you know, anxiety, like, what is here? Like, what can I reflect on? What can I learn from this? And because I don't think getting rid of them, they're never gonna be gone. They are part of me. So I don't think the goal is trying to get rid of them entirely. I think the goal is trying to just get them to calm down and just kind of sit down so someone else can speak and kind of get out of that because my routine is those and I want it to be more. I want it to be everybody. And so I think it's just getting more comfortable having them exist next to me instead of on top of me. And yeah, so that's something I've really been thinking and just trying to stay curious and stay open about. And then, yeah, that's what me and Brody have been talking about a lot too, and just deciding that we're staying curious and staying open and really not trying to find the answer for things and just trying to kind of explore and, yeah, stay curious. So that's that. And then, what was I gonna say a minute ago? Oh, I was talking about the cleaning. Okay, so. I think, I don't know, I guess I really haven't talked about it in a while, but most of you, if you've been here, if you're OG, you know that I live with six family members and we live in what was a two-bedroom house that we have turned into four. We turned the garage into a bedroom and then our living room was like, had this like little nook and that's a bedroom. That's my room. So we're pretty fucking crammed in here. And this is just so complicated. Okay, so a few years ago, probably like five, I feel like, but I don't know. Me and my mom cleaned out this house, and it was my grandma's house. And it was after my grandpa died, and my grandma is still alive. But we were moving her out because we were moving into this house. And so she was gonna go live with my uncle. And she was like a big hoarder. Like, not, I know that there's levels of it and that it is like a actual like disorder, but like it was pretty bad. Like some rooms were like full to the brim. And then everything else was like there was kind of like trails to get through. Like it was like really, really, really bad. Every tabletop surface covered. Like there was just shit everywhere. And me and my mom had to clean it out. And it took us months. And it was literally traumatizing. Like, I'm not even kidding you. It was so traumatizing. It was so hard. We would just be sitting here crying. And it's like you're not even getting anywhere. And there's so much shit. And it's just so extremely overwhelming. And it was just so crazy. There was 2 million of everything. Like there was a ton of fake plants. There was a bunch of word searches, a bunch of Bibles, and a bunch of clothes. And a lot of this, like, there would be, like, you know, some amount that's, like, maybe being used or, like, gonna be used or whatever. But then there was just so much in bags that, like, came home from the store and were never even opened. And there was just so much. Fuck. It was so much. And so we, yeah, just me and my mom cleaned all of that. And yeah, it was just, oh my God, it was just so fucking hard. And so at this point, cleaning is just such an overwhelming feeling to both of us. And I feel like whenever I moved out, this, like, I'm not kidding you, it was traumatizing. Like, I never want to do that again. But basically, like, whenever I moved out, I was like, okay, complete minimalist. I don't want anything anywhere. I want no clutter. I want nothing. And I did that, and everything was like black, white, and gray, boring, whatever. But I don't know. Then I was kind of like, okay, I kind of want some things. And like, I really love clothes. So I have a bunch of clothes. And at this point, I have started to have some things. I wouldn't necessarily call it clutter. I feel like my room, my space is pretty clean. There is some things out that I would love to have them put up, but I just don't have room. I don't even have a bedroom. I don't have a closet. I really don't have that much space at all. And so I have like probably one, two, three, four, five, maybe eight bins of clothes outside. Because in my room, I have like these little cube storage containers, and I have 16 of those. And those are all packed to the brim. And then I have a little rack in the laundry room that I have some tops on. And that's jam packed too. And then I have all these bins of stuff out here. So yes, this is an excessive amount of clothes, but I really feel like I don't want to go through things one at a time. I would rather have it all out so I can see everything that I have and then go through it. But I just like, there's no room to do that. I can't do that here. So they're still sitting here. But I don't want to throw them away because whenever I'm looking at them, I can see through the bins and I'm like, you know what? That's really cute. I wish I could wear that. That's really cute. I wish I could wear that. But then if I take these things down and take them in to wear them, I'm gonna have to bring something else out. But I really like try to wear everything that I have inside. So fuck, it's a lot, okay? And so that's really my shit is I have these clothes bins out here and then my storage stuff. I have my paddle board and my camping stuff and my kayak and I have like a few random things, but a lot of the shit in the house is not mine. But when we moved, we've got Chris had two sets of everything. And my mom had a set of everything, like all your basic kitchen and furniture and shit. Okay. And so we've got like multiple storage buildings, plus our house. Our house is like filled to the brim. And yeah, there's six of us here. So my grandma, she probably has the least amount of stuff, just because we threw most of it away or donated it or whatever when we cleaned it out. And that was like, she was here for one day, like she came by and she was like trying to go through the trash and she was trying to go through shit. We were just like, girl, no, like, sorry, you can't. But we did keep, I think, a storage building of her stuff. And then Brody and Brianna like have stuff some places, but like what most of this shit is my mom's is a thing, is basically what I'm trying to say. And a lot of it, she is definitely a keeper just in case. And then she also, like, when me and Brody have our own spaces, she wants us to not have to buy everything brand new. And I'm very thankful for that. And I know that she has good shit that, you know, would be expensive to go buy again. And I think that some things are worth keeping for that. At this point, there is no plan for me and Brody moving out. I think the closest thing that we're all kind of like, okay, yeah, is buying just a lot of land and us all having our little tiny homes on it or duplexes or whatever. Or not a duplex, like a double wide or something. But that's like the next step, but like we're okay. So like great, thank you for keeping the things, all of this shit for us. Some of it worth it, some of it not worth it. And then also throwing shit away. Like I feel like we are all over consumers and we just buy too much shit. And then if we clean something, because our kitchen table, that is one thing that like cannot stay clean. And we clean it every year to do Thanksgiving and to do Christmas. And then as soon as it's clean, we eat the food, we do the shit, and then 20 minutes later, it's full. And it's like, great, we cleaned it, we got this shit home. But we're such over consumers that now that we have this space, okay, now let's fill it with this. And so we just buy and buy and buy and buy more shit. And also, I think that both of my parents have an issue with, oh, I'm gonna buy these and all of these and then return what I don't want. Bitch, no, you're not. No, you're not. Sometimes, yes, sometimes they do. But a lot of times it's we buy this shit like, something that set me off yesterday. I'm cleaning and there's a fucking car, those like sticky phone stands that go on the windshield. My mom has bought like 20,000 of them because she couldn't find one that she fucking liked. We have so many, and she's gonna return them. She's gonna return them. No, she's fucking not. We have so many fucking phone stands. It's insane. And we just have so many of the same things. And like every time we talk about cleaning or anything like that, like she's instantly overwhelmed. Honestly, this seems hard for everyone in our family. Like not even all the blame is on her. Like a lot of this shit is hers, but even still, like I feel like we're all contributing to the fucking disgust that we live in. And so it's like, yeah, there's clutter everywhere, but then it's also just dirty. Like our house is so dusty, which our backyard is all dirt. The grass will not grow. Don't know what to do. Tried so many things. Won't grow. So that is something that there's just so much dirt in the house. There's so much dust on everything everywhere. It's so gross. And then also, I feel like, I don't know. Everyone just lives kind of gross for me. And I don't know. Like, I just get so frustrated by the basic, like, communal spaces that we share. Because why is this gross? Why is this gross? There's no reason for this to be gross. Like, I don't know, they just get clutter so fast. And it's hard because I feel like, are we just clutterful people? Or is it just because we literally have 6 people living in what was a 2-bedroom? That's what's hard. Because if we did have space for this shit, you know, I think it would be better. I don't know if it would be perfect. That's what I'm like, I don't know. Are we disgusting or are we just don't have any room? Even then, regardless, whatever it is, we don't deserve to be living like this. Like, we deserve to have, like, clean shit, clean spaces. Like, everything is just so crammed everywhere. And I don't know, like, we're all affected by this, obviously. But I don't know, it's just hard. And then I feel like when we try to clean spaces in the house, like, my mom will usually clean, like, deep clean bathroom or deep clean something, and then it's hard because then I want to go and clean it and, like, maintain its cleanliness, but then it's frustrating because I know that she is expecting me to do that, only me, no one else is expected to keep the cleanliness of anything. And so then I'm like, fuck you, I'm not gonna clean this shit, like, someone else fucking clean it. And so then it just gets messy again, and then I don't want to clean it, and she doesn't want to clean it, and no one else is going to clean it. So it's so frustrating. And then, like, the kitchen, oh my god, the kitchen is hard. And I had to talk to everyone about it, because I was like, basic freaking kitchen needs, like, pick your mess up after you make it. If you spill something, clean it, like, basic things. And I don't know, like, it just feels like I want these clean spaces whenever I go in the kitchen to cook. Like, I would love for it to be clean, but then I walk in there and it's fucking dirty, and then I'm gonna clean it, and then I know as soon as I'm fucking done cleaning it, there's gonna be another fucking mess. So it's so frustrating. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think if we all just maybe sit down and talk about that or something, I guess. But it's hard because then I just feel like every conversation that we have had about it, it's just I'm, like, nagging and I'm just bitching about how it's unclean. But it's, like, really, it just feels so gross to me. And, like, I just feel like we all deserve to live in a clean space. And I want to, like, everyone, like, let's all, like, start deep cleaning things. And once we get them deep clean, like, that is going to be the hardest part. Or, honestly, that's not going to be the hardest part. The hardest part is going to be maintaining it. But it's, like, if we really just spend a little bit of time, like, every day or every week or something, like, it won't be as hard to maintain. But it's just gotten so far out of hand that it's so fucking disgusting. And it's just hard because, yeah, then once you go to deep clean one area, well, there's also clutter all over it. So then it's just honestly gross. It's just honestly gross. So, and then it's hard because then I yelled at my mom and I was just like, I'm so mad. Like, I'm so mad at you because you're gonna die and I'm gonna be stuck with all of this. And every time that we talk about it, you cry and you get overwhelmed and you can avoid it. I can't, because when you die, I'm gonna be the one that has to fucking deal with this shit. So you're just putting it on me. That's all that you're doing, is you're just fucking putting it on me when you're not able to clean. I know it's overwhelming, bitch. I was fucking here cleaning grandma's house with you. Like, I fucking know. I know how horrible it is, and I'm trying to avoid that because right now we all have each other and we can all do this together versus when you're fucking dead and it's just fucking me. Like, I don't fucking want that shit. So come on. And, I feel like I have felt that way for a long time, and I kind of throw it out there, but I never, like, have been mad the way that I was yesterday. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to blame you for this, and I know that you're not doing this, like, maliciously or anything, but it just fucks me up so bad. And it's like, as soon as we, like, you want me to help you clean, and then I help you clean, and there's a little space of fucking tabletop. And guess what? 5 minutes later, it's fucking filled because we're such over consumers. Like, there's so many factors that play into this that are bad. It's so many bad habits. And I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I know how overwhelming this is for you. I do. I promise. I feel it too, but I'm feeling it even more because you're gonna get to die, and I'm still gonna be stuck here with this shit. And then it's hard because I want to clean. And so the past few days I've been trying. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna take on this area and I'm gonna clean this. And then I move five fucking things, and then I'm like, trash, trash, this shit is fucking trash. I want to throw it away. And then I get so mad about it because it's not my shit, and I don't just want to throw her shit away because this shit has zero meaning to me. But it's like, so much of it is just fucking nothing. And I don't know, like, so the past few days, whenever I've been cleaning, I'll clean an area until I get pissed off, and then I move somewhere and I clean an area until I get pissed off. So nothing is fully getting cleaned, but little things in little places are getting cleaned. And it is making a difference, but Jesus, it's fucking hard. So yeah, I think we're gonna try. And it's hard because the kitchen table, like, to me, everything looks like fucking trash. But it's just hard. So anyway. But then my mom came in my room and she was like, you know what? Like, I'm kind of glad that you're mad at me, and like, I'm kind of glad that you're coming from this angle because I can't do it for me. It's so overwhelming to me, but like, for you, because I love you so much, like, I want to solve this problem for you. And I'm like, that's fucked up, and I wish you wanted it for yourself, but I understand it, and I know how much you love me, and I'm so thankful, and like, I want to help you, and I want to be here for you, and like, I'm not trying to just be a fucking bitch about it. Like, we all deserve to live in a clean fucking space. Like, we have too much shit. So that was honestly probably the best conversation that we've had about it. And I feel bad because, yeah, like, I know how fucking hard it is to clean. I know fucking how hard it was to clean my grandma's house. Like, I was there, bitch. I get it. I get it. It's so overwhelming. It is so overwhelming. But if we just start in little spaces and start to do little things and slow down on the overconsumption, it will become less overwhelming. Okay, I'm a fucking asshole. But whatever. Anyway, so the cleaning situation, and this is something, like, as soon as I moved back in this house, I was like, y'all are fucking disgusting. I cannot live like this. I da 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 da. And I don't know, like, I don't know. I seem to be the most affected by it, but I think, I don't really know, because I'm like, I feel like all of our rooms are clean-ish for the most part. So it's like, I think it would just be so nice for everyone if all the communal spaces were clean. And that's the hard part. So, and it's so hard because my mom has, like, kept everything of mine forever. Like, I was watching TikToks about, like, decluttering and de-hoarding and stuff like that. And, like, people are like, yeah, my mom kept my hair and my teeth and my homework and my this and my that. And I'm like, my mom did too. Which I know whenever we moved from our last house to this house, like, we were all kind of like, okay, mom, like, gotta fucking get this shit out. Like, come on. And she threw away a bunch, but I don't know. It's just like, it's hard. It is hard. It is fucking hard. And I understand that this is like a disorder. Like, this is a, is not just something she's completely in control of. So, yeah. But we're on the move to a little bit better. Because, yeah, it's not gonna be perfect. And, yeah, there is still six people living in what was a two-bedroom house. So, like, I get it. But we also have two shops, and we also have three storage buildings, and our house is fucking full. So anyway, it's not really, it's not on a high level of hoarder. It's really just clutter on any tabletop and filth. So yeah, I guess that's the main thing. But anyway, yeah. That's this week. So I feel like I talked about a lot, but I don't know. Anyway, I'm gonna still be. I don't know. That's something that's really hard for me, is I really do get overwhelmed sometimes whenever I'm cleaning. And just sometimes in life, I just get overwhelmed, and then my overwhelm kind of paralyzes me because I'm like, have so many things to do that I can't do anything at all. But I want to try to, you know, still be curious about my overwhelm. And ask questions. And, I don't know, try to get comfortable with that. Anyway, okay. I love you. I hope you have the best week ever. And, yeah, do something crazy. Okay, love you. Bye.